Ask the doctor if there is one single food that people should be eating every day.
Okay, if I had to say one single food, I'd go for eggs. Okay, they're the perfect protein. I want you to think about it. When a chicken lays a fertile egg, in 21 days that egg hatches. That chick, when that egg was laid, was a little white spot the size of a printed zero on a printed page on top of the yellow yolk, that little white spot. That's the chick. In 21 days, that chick eats all the nutrients in the yolk and the white of that egg, and the reason why it pecks the shell to get out is because it's run out of food. It's looking for food. But that chick is hatched at 21 days of age. It's a perfect chick. Brain and spinal cord, eyes, digestive system, heart, lungs, all the blood vessels, bones, joints, kidneys, pancreas, liver, skin, feathers. I mean, this is a perfect chick because it's a perfect, there's no more perfect nutrition than an egg. If you were limited to one food, okay, I would go for the eggs. Soft yolks, because you need the cholesterol to maintain the brains, okay? Remember, 75% of your brain weight is the myelin, which is 95 to 98% cholesterol, and also your hormones, okay? Being a lady, you want the hormones, okay? Estrogen, gonadotropin, and progesterone, and adrenal hormones, are 95% by weight cholesterol, so the eggs are going to be good for all that, so they keep you from getting menopause and at an early age and, you know, all the girly stuff at a younger age. And if you're a guy, you want that cholesterol because 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. When you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, there ain't nobody home anymore, and you're a Viagra man. And so you do want to be eating 3 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, soft yolks, soft boiled, soft yolks, soft poached, soft yolks. And if you can do the supplements, I would do the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, give your body what it needs. All remember, 90 essential nutrients replace those tens of thousands of cells that are dying every second. You need the raw materials. The equivalent is you could have your dream home blueprint. You have your dream home lot by the lake or in the mountains or by the river or the ocean. But you don't have any carpenters or roofers or plumbers or electricians. You don't have any shingles. You don't have any bricks and mortar. You don't have any wood. You have nothing. Well, then you don't have a house. And so unless you've got these 90 essential nutrients, you got nothing. So my thing would be eggs and the 90 essential nutrients. You don't need bread. You don't need pancakes. You don't need waffles. You don't need potatoes. You don't need fried foods. You don't need oils. If you get the 90 essential nutrients, you are covered.
What do you think of fruits, Doc, like blueberries, raspberries, bananas?
They're good sources of vitamin C.
They're good.
If you're taking your vitamins, you don't need them. But I like yogurt. I like the Greek yogurt, the high-fat yogurts with blueberries and strawberries and raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Fruit is good. I like the low-sugar fruit like berries. I don't eat pears and apples because in apples, guess what? The sugar is fructose. Why is fructose bad in Coca-Cola but good in apple juice?
What about the apple pectin that's in the apple?
Well, pectin is good. But
it's great for your digestive system, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not an apple a day that keeps the doctor away, George. It's okay.
It's the apple pectin.
No, it's a stick of butter a day.
A stick of butter?
Yeah, I have another CD out. It's called A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away because it keeps the cholesterol in your brain so you don't get Alzheimer's disease. Gives you all your cholesterol so you don't have hormones.
Well, you are right. I have a friend who went in for a cholesterol check, and it was less than normal, lower than normal, and the doctor got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
And said that lower cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol.
That is correct. You want your cholesterol to be 350 to 500.
The good stuff again.
But it's got to be the good stuff. It's got to be the HDL. You do not want to get your blood cholesterol below 200. When you look at the Inuit Eskimos, their blood cholesterols range from 350 to 500. They eat only whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, sea blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They eat maybe some salmon once a year, you know, 1 month out of the year they're migrating. They only live on fat and red meat. They don't get heart attacks. They don't get plaque in their arteries.